Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I'm here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. When we start a new high-performance sales session, one of the first questions that is asked to those in the class is, what do you sell? And as you can imagine, the answers are as wide and differing based on every person in the class and where their background is and what they actually sell. But the number one answer we get is, you sell yourself. And at that point, we know we have some work to do. So give this week's episode a listen and find out why selling yourself is not going to be your best bet when it comes to securing your goals and actually selling to your prospects. So without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Justin was spending some time off around the holidays thinking about his 25 years in sales. There were many things to be proud of, but after a bit of soul searching, he was forced to admit that he thought he'd be a bit further along financially by now, or perhaps have more of a prestigious title, or even work for a better company, considering the 2.5 decades he was reflecting on. Staying true to his belief that he had to sell himself first, Justin had lots of relationships in the business community. There were plenty of people who called him when they had problems, or especially when they needed a favor. Everybody loved Justin. He just wondered why all of that love hadn't turned into the success he wanted so badly. Diagnosis. Justin's efforts to sell himself actually worked, but not the way he thought. By being there for whatever the customer requested or by offering to earn the business of his prospects, Justin had done little more than make himself a high-priced errand boy. His efforts to make sure the customers felt like they could ask him for anything and he would deliver only devalued Justin in the business relationships he had developed. Justin lived on the hope that all this goodwill would win the day when a competitor dropped the ball. He got all the love he wanted, but that love wasn't doing anything besides making Justin feel good. Prescription. Justin should understand that talking to people will get you friends, but listening to people will develop trust and, in turn, develop a reputation as a business advisor. But in order to listen, salespeople must first ask clients and prospects some questions. Justin spends too much time working on being liked, but not enough time finding out what it would take to do business. To uncover these facts, sales professionals must ask tough, sometimes uncomfortable questions, and Justin needs to realize that process is what would have created profitable relationships. Get to business first and let the value you create in those conversations turn into sales success. When a prospect believes you can make his or her business more profitable, they will tolerate almost any type of behavior from a salesperson. Get down to business first, and the rest will follow. Critical thinking. Share a time when you know you were being a Justin. It's very easy to not do what you know you need to do, but if you don't do those things, you're going to end up coming up short. So how do you put roadblocks in the way to make sure you are not a Justin? The drill. The drill has two final thoughts this morning. You have the brains in your head. You have the feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know, and you are the one who will decide where you go. And a second quote, never throughout history has a man who lived a life of ease left a name worth remembering. That's from Theodore Roosevelt. And now the drill. Please lead us off with how your things went last week. Did you accomplish your three goals? Are you still working on them? Do we need to reevaluate? This week, what are your top three goals, personal and or professional, that are on your agenda? And how do you plan to accomplish them using your growth dynamics tactics? As always, Charlie and Sarah are here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out to schedule some one-on-one coaching or find out what courses we have coming up. Now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.